Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got some really interesting material you shared this time. It's an article from Newsbreak.
That's right. It's called 12 Totally Valid Reasons Gen X Doesn't Want to Work Anymore. The author is Cassandra Yorge.
And it definitely feels like it hits on something real. It's about Generation X. You know, the forgotten generation, latchkey kids.
Oregon Trail generation sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, folks navigating their careers now, maybe looking towards retirement and feeling, well, pretty disengaged from work.
Right. The article argues that their sort of lifelong cynicism is being validated by what they're experiencing in the workplace now.
Exactly. And Yorge breaks it down into these 12 specific reasons why they're feeling this way.
So our mission here is to unpack those 12 points, really get into the frustrations and, you know, pull out the key insights for you.
Sounds good. Where should we start?
Let's dive right into the first one. Burnout. Decades of hard work just catching up to them.
Yeah, this one really jumps out. Yorge talks about the promise Gen X sort of grew up with. Work hard, follow the rules, get that stable middle class life, basic needs met.
The classic path, right? But the article points out a big disconnect between that idea and, well, the reality for a lot of them.
Totally. All that striving for the middle class, maybe juggling multiple jobs, side hustles, it's led to real exhaustion. Burnout.
And the economic security that was supposed to come with all that effort hasn't fully materialized for everyone, it seems. Feels like a broken promise almost.
Mm-hmm. And you can see how that experience might directly feed into the second reason the article brings up, this real desire for work-life balance.
Yeah. They saw their own parents, maybe, being complete workaholics.
Right. And while that dedication might have paid off differently for the boomer generation, Gen X isn't necessarily seeing the same kind of reward for that level of intense commitment.
So it feels like a conscious choice they're making now. The article sort of hints they don't want to repeat what they might see as like emotionally absent trauma from their own childhoods.
Makes sense. They understand work should, you know, enable life outside work.
Yeah.
If that balance is off,
then what's the point of all the work?
Yeah.
Which flows nicely into the next point, number three.
Oh.
Frustration about career advancement. Or maybe the lack thereof.
Oh, yeah. That whole janitor to C-suite narrative the article mentioned.
It feels like ancient history to many Gen Xers, doesn't it? They feel overlooked, especially when they see younger grads, maybe less experienced, getting those advancement opportunities.
That's got a sting,
yeah.
You know, not climbing the ladder yourself. And then, as the article points out, you might even have to train the new person who got the promotion.
Often while earning less.
Yeah.
Yorge says it's a huge demotivator. A real risk for companies losing experienced people.
Definitely. Okay, what about point four, technology and automation?
This one's interesting. The article actually gives Gen X credit for adapting. They embraced remote work, new tech. They've shown they can handle it.
So it's not about resisting the tech?
Not really, no. The frustration seems to be more about the instability, the mixed messages from employers.
Yeah.
You know, remote one day, back in the office the next.
Oh, okay. So they want stability. They've proven they can adapt, learn the new systems, but the constant chopping and changing about where and how they work.
That's the core issue, it seems. Mm-hmm. They just want some consistency.
Gotcha. All right. Reason five is a shift in values.
Yeah, this suggests some real soul searching going on within Gen X, questioning maybe that intense work focus they had earlier.
So they're reevaluating what's actually important.
Exactly. And there's this growing desire for work that, you know, means something. Purpose-driven work that aligns with their personal values.
That's a big shift. Yorge makes it clear they're less willing now to work for companies they see as maybe harmful or having sketchy labor practices.
Right. It's not just about the money anymore. There's a stronger ethical filter being applied, it seems.
Okay. Number six, financial security and early retirement options.
So this applies to the Gen Xers who maybe did land those stable careers, the ones with decent retirement plans.
And now they're thinking, maybe I can get out of the 9-to-5 grind a bit early.
Pretty much. It's about reclaiming their time, right? After decades of work, seeing the chance to enjoy life. Especially, as the article notes, when they see peers struggling to afford retirement at all.
Yeah, a take the chance while you can kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm. Now, number seven hits on age bias. Age-based biases in employment.
Oh, this ties back to the lack of promotions, doesn't it?
It does. The article argues that because internal promotions were scarce, many Gen Xers had to job hop more than previous generations just to get basic cost of living raises.
Okay, but what's the bias part?
It's this twisted fear, as Jorge puts it, that some employers have about investing in older workers. They worry they're too close to retirement.
Even though Gen X feels like they have plenty of good working years left.
Exactly. And there's that great quote in the article, something
like 40, and that 23-year-old is going to quit in like a year.
Yes. It perfectly captures the flawed logic. They overlook experienced talent for younger hires who might actually leave sooner.
Wow. Okay. Point 8. Caretaking for their own parents.
Ah, the sandwich generation strikes again. This is a huge pressure point. Caring for aging parents, often while still raising their own kids.
That creates some impossible situations, surely.
Absolutely. Jorge points out the really difficult choices this forces. And employers who aren't flexible, they're very likely to lose these employees.
It's a lose-lose if you force them to choose between family and work.
Definitely. Which brings us to 9. Just too much financial stress.
This feels central, doesn't it? The article basically asks, why work 40 hours if you're still drowning in financial stress?
Precisely. It speaks to that feeling of diminishing returns. Working hard, but not getting ahead. Not feeling secure.
And the article even mentions, what was it? That Gen X might lead a general strike if things don't improve.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong statement. It shows the depth of the frustration, this feeling that the system isn't working for them anymore.
Okay, 10. Weakening labor laws.
This is about perception versus reality, maybe. Gen X grew up hearing about certain worker protections, weekends off, safety rules.
Things maybe they took for granted.
Perhaps. But they feel they've witnessed a decline in working conditions over their careers. Things aren't as protected as they once seemed.
And there was that analogy in the article comparing certain modern economic trends to...
company script from history class.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sharp comparison. It suggests a feeling that things are moving backwards in some ways.
So they're likely to leave jobs with dodgy labor practices pretty quickly.
The article predicts exactly that. Their tolerance is low.
Makes sense. All right, 11. Unattainable health care.
This is critical. Lack of access to affordable, essential health care is literally costing some Gen Xers job opportunities.
How so?
Well, if you can't get treatment for even a temporary issue, it could become a long-term problem, right?
Yeah.
Especially as you age. And if a job doesn't offer good health care.
It's a deal breaker. It has to be a top priority.
Absolutely. It's become non-negotiable for many. They can't afford to risk their health.
Okay, finally, 12. This one feels big. Everything is worse now.
It's broad, but Jorge argues it's a culmination of things. Think about the major events Gen X has lived through as adults. 9/11.
The 2008 housing crash wiping out savings.
The pandemic, obviously. Yeah. And then the article throws in divisive politics as, like, the final straw affecting their later working years.
So it's this whole backdrop of negativity and crisis.
Yeah. It creates this deep weariness, maybe even anger. And it makes it really hard to fake enthusiasm for a job that isn't actually improving your life against that backdrop.
Wow. Okay, so those are the 12 reasons. When you pull it all together, what's the main takeaway we should leave our listeners with?
Well, I think the core message from Jorge isn't that Gen X is lazy or just doesn't want to work. That's not it at all.
No, it's more that they're unwilling to work under conditions they see as unfair, right? Yeah. Or exploitative.
Exactly. They're pushing back. They're asking for... essentially the basics that maybe they thought were guaranteed. A 40-hour week that pays a living wage.
Decent home care.
And enough balance to actually have a life outside of work. It's not radical stuff, really.
It's what they were kind of led to expect, wasn't it?
Pretty much. And the article really emphasizes they're just done with being treated as disposable cogs in the machine. Their tolerance for poor conditions is dropping as they get older.
They've seen promises broken, maybe. And they're not just accepting it anymore.
That seems to be the crux of it.
Okay, so that leads us to the final thought we want to leave everyone with. Considering all these valid points, all these frustrations, and the whole historical context that shaped this generation.
Yeah, what needs to fundamentally change?
Right, what shifts are really needed in our workplaces today to actually engage and frankly keep this incredibly experienced, valuable group of workers? Something to definitely mull over.